Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How we doing today, Big JD?
Not bad. How's your cans? Your can looks mighty fine.
There's a viral video of...
What?
A viral video going around on Facebook about getting it in the can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's about... what is it? It's Bud Lime. Or Bud Light. One of those two. It's a beer.
All right, okay, yeah.
Beer thing. Myself, I don't prefer beer in a can. I think it tastes very...
That's not the one with the clown, is it? You ever see the one with the clown upside down?
A beer commercial?
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty funny. I think I have it somewhere. I sent it to you or whatever.
Does the clown get it in the can?
Everybody thinks he's in the can because the clown inside the clown suit is a guy standing up, right? But the clown suit is all upside down, like he's walking on his hands.
Oh, cool.
So his leg comes down. He uses his foot to drink a beer. And then he wants a hot dog.
And
it looks like it's going in his
crotch.
Yeah.
Because that's where his head's at.
Yeah.
He's in the crotch.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
That is bizarre.
That it is. What's new with you? Anything?
New with me. I shot the best game ever. My best golf game ever yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
Which was Thursday.
Yeah. I'll explain in a minute why it's Friday today or why the days of the week have changed. I took a 4-hour pass yesterday, and I went golfing with my golf league.
Oh, okay.
And so I shot 18.
And what's the golf league called?
Slackers.
Oh, is it? Okay. I'm thinking of something else that you're involved in.
It's called the Master Slackers, actually.
Oh, okay.
Master Slackers Golf League, and you can find that at slackergolf.org.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got a little website cooking.
Yeah. Did you put it up?
Yes, I did.
Sweet. I got to check that out.
That's because I'm a geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I changed my registry just a little while ago.
We don't have registries.
What did I do then?
I don't know what you did, but everything went black. And it'll never go back. There's something else, though, that you're involved in golf, that another name, some kind of competition thing that you do.
Yes, I'm preparing. That's why half the reason why I took half the day off to go golfing is because this Sunday is the last regular season tournament for the Bogey Golf Tour.
That's it, the Bogey, yeah.
And you can find that at bogeygolftour.com.
A lot of bogeying going on at the...
Well, being a bogey golfer is nothing to be ashamed of.
Okay.
That's just one over, basically. Yesterday.
Oh, bogey means something in golf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was referring to something else.
One over par is bogey.
Okay.
No, that's doobie.
Yeah, but you can bogey.
Yeah. I gave that up this year. I think that has improved my game quite a bit.
What?
I try to stay away from the herb on the golf course.
Oh, okay.
I don't try. I do. I don't do that.
You know? Okay. I thought you said you gave it up this year, but for golf you did.
Yes.
Okay. Too many accidents with the old cart.
Don't be ridiculous. but yeah, so that's the Bogey Golf Tour. So I'm preparing for that because this Sunday is the last regular season tournament, and I'm in third place to win the Merit Trophy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if I do really good.
Team wise or you?
No, just me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I do really good at this last one in Deer Run, I'd win for sure. I'd win the Merit Trophy. And I would be winning something. I don't think there's a cash prize involved with that. Whereas the Bogey Golf Tour, there's money involved.
Right. Yeah. Is it substantial? And is it for the team?
No, it's just for yourself. It's just you alone because it's a handicap thing. So. This one here is just it's just a regular one, so it's not too substantial. Whereas the next week one, that's the final one, you have to have played in 5 regular season tournaments to get in the last one. That's at Kingsville, and there's a $3,000 purse. So there's the prizes for low net and low gross.
You get to win a purse. It just sounded funny.
Yeah,
I should get you to press here through the whole show.
Press where?
Right here.
I don't think the listeners can see where you're pressing.
No, I know, but you press it. You press it for the whole show, and I'll feel better.
I'll press play.
Ooh.
Otherwise, I feel good now that you're doing that.
And it hurts, actually, but it does. It makes it better, you know, somehow. Pushing hard on a knotted area makes it feel good.
When's the last time you went for a massage?
I go on Monday.
You get a massage every Monday?
No, I'm going on Monday, but okay. I go every couple few weeks or whatever.
Okay. So it sounds like you're due.
Oh, yeah, overdue.
What about your wife?
I could do that every other day, though. I'm all out of whack every other day.
Does your wife rub you?
Yeah, she does her share. Everybody does, except you.
So I don't feel obliged to do that. It's a new policy I have. I'm not going to rub my podcast co-host's shoulders.
New policy.
I love that.
So you stole my ringtone and changed the name, and now you're stealing my policy.
Moniker. Yes, I am. Yes, that's what I'm doing.
That's a new thing I came up with, new policies. I have my own policies now, and I take them everywhere I go, and I have a new, different policy for every occasion.
Which is, I agree with the whole concept of the whole, we are dominated by policies of stores, especially the government. Oh, this is a new policy we put in place. Is that a law? No, it's not a law. It's just a policy.
Oh, excuse me. You must be unaware of my policy, because I have a policy as well. And
exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to enforce my policy. I don't pay land taxes.
Well, that's the whole
thing. That's my new policy.
In the United States, that's what the populace should rise up and say. There is no law on the book. Show me the law where it says I have to pay property tax.
You know, that's a big thing. I got a buddy that's really into that stuff, the law thing.
Yeah.
And he gets away with everything. No matter what, he can drive without a license, drive without insurance. It doesn't matter because he doesn't have to conform to the laws.
Or the lack of laws that are just assumed. Yeah, there's no income tax law in the United States. There's no piece of legislation that the Congress said, yes, you make this much money. It's just a ripoff, basically.
Yeah.
And everybody just gets bowled over. And the Americans call us sheep.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
There's a lot of sheep everywhere.
Speaking of income.
That's right. The Easy Mac guys are not doing the college gig this year. No students.
Not enough students or just zero students?
Well, one was zero and one was two maybe out of the two courses that were supposed to be taught, video making and the other one, the podcasting. So that's out this year and I guess they said they'll try again next summer.
Yep.
But the Mac Basics course is on.
Wow.
But I got scammed from that somehow. I was supposed to do that. And then all of a sudden, I was just...
You're out.
Yeah. But that was when it went to change hands somehow,
yep.
They got back to me and said, we need you for the video course and the podcasting course.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, what about the basics course? Oh, we have someone teaching that already. And I'm like, okay. I was supposed to do that, but I didn't even say that to the new person. I just said, oh, okay.
You burn.
Yeah, they burn.
Yes, they do burn. Mark the Bird Fitchrich died April 13th of this year.
Wow. He wasn't very old, I don't think, was
54.
He?
54.
That's young.
That's young.
That's too young. That's like, how far is that away for us?
8 years.
Yeah. We don't have much time. You know that, don't you?
We better make the best of it.
Like, we're on borrowed time now.
No, basically. No, no. We're not on borrowed time.
I think so. 50 is, after 50, you're lucky.
Mm.
Yeah, every year after 50, you're lucky. If it's 51, 52, 55.
I think it depends on how hard you work.
I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. My dad just celebrated his 85th birthday. 85. Harry LaPlante.
I'd play the real thing, but I'm not quick enough on the draw.
We don't actually have that in there, do you?
We have happy birthday.
Get out. Okay. For Harry. So, yeah, he didn't do too much manual labor. He was a philosophy professor.
Mm-hmm.
Went and stood in front of a...
Thought a lot.
He still's thinking a lot.
Sir thought a lot.
He had me write Arnold Schwarzenegger and the premier of British Columbia about an idea for making it rain on the forest fires plaguing those two places.
An idea for making it rain? Was that mass consciousness thing?
No, it wasn't mass consciousness, which is another way of...
What is the way that Harry suggests?
Well, he thinks that his dad was in the war. And yeah. He fought in France, and the Germans brought over these guns called Big Berthas to fight.
Right.
And my grandpa almost died in the war.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't complain about his injury. He complained about the fact it rained the whole time the war was going on.
Right. I think it rained when they reached the beaches of Normandy, didn't it?
Could have been.
Yeah.
So he thought that the reason it was raining is because of the Big Bertha's booming all the whole time, shaking the atmosphere and shaking the rain out of the sky, basically.
Yeah.
And it was for 4 years. It was an amazing amount of rain for 4 years. And as soon as the war stopped, the rain stopped. So he thinks that was it. So he's suggesting booming the sky.
Does he mention the word God in there at all anywhere?
No God.
No, eh?
No, why do you say that?
Well, just the fact of God maybe didn't want the war going on and made it rain to make things more difficult. I thought maybe Harry would say something like that.
No. No, he doesn't. I don't know what he believes. But
I don't mean because of religion, but just because of the thought, you know, of everything.
Yeah.
But no, hey, okay. That's a interesting concept.
And he's
but kinda, I wouldn't think that could be the case, but
I wouldn't think that could. What if it's a blue sky the whole time? There's no clouds to boom rain out of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just corroborating the fact that my dad's always thinking of something.
Yeah. And you should be recording a lot more than what you have been.
I have some rogue recordings.
Oh, road recordings?
Rogue.
Oh, like the, okay. I thought
like
you
my dad just starts going
him.
And then I just, oh, my hair goes hairy. I better fire up the.
And does he know that you turn it on and he doesn't care?
Right. Yeah, he knows.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. So you should get all the stuff you can. I wish I had more recordings of my dad play guitar. Never recorded him playing guitar.
Harmonica?
Played harmonica. Never recorded him playing harmonica. Played keyboards. Never recorded him playing keyboards or a piano or anything. I have a few little things of him record. Like, I got a lot of video and that kind of stuff. Like, not just family video stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I don't have any actual... Because I was recorded my whole life. I was recording. I sometimes have him talking, standing at my bedroom door when I was recording and the mics were still rolling or something. And you know what I mean? He was talking for a minute or something. I have a couple of things like that. I have at least one phone message still saved from when he was on his way out, which was pretty funny. Called me up from the nursing home telling me to come and pick him up. He was in an alley in the back of a pickup truck. I didn't know where he was. But
oh,
he was at the
boy.
Nursing home.
Wow.
So I saved that. I still have that. And I have I was with the Jeep Club. We were filming with video cameras, and I got a phone call from my dad, and I was talking to him on the phone. I have that still, you know, little things like that.
Right. But
I wish I had some recordings of, you know what I mean? Just anything. And I probably do, but it's in video, you know what I mean? That
right.
kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I wish I'd had some actual stuff, you know, recorded song with him, something.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, could have done a lot of things. So all I can do is tell you to do what you can.
That's right.
You'll want it later.
Well, I have lots of, obviously we have audio of my dad and whatever, but.
Yeah.
Tell the people. The people. If you have
where
a
they
way,
can check that out?
No. Oh. If you have someone, you know, that you love dearly and you want to have some kind of memory.
Yeah. Is it going to come a time where you don't, they're not around anymore and you're going to want something? If at the very least, if you're not a picture taker or a video taker, take it anyway. Get yourself a camera, get a video camera, film whatever you can, do whatever you can. And if there's somebody that's into crafts or into cooking or into music or play an instrument that you don't have any, you know, videotape or audio recordings or anything, do something.
I think
You'll
if you're listening
it.
To a podcast, more than likely you got like a still camera that can take some video.
Or a computer these days with a video camera that you can just sit them in front of and do anything you can, you know what I mean? Just to have it later because you probably kind of miss it.
Yes.
There was something else that was, I even have my mother at some point, when I had the studio on Droulard there, I had my mother come in and she sang about 8 songs without music.
A cappella.
Yeah. And no, not that tune. Yeah. But anyway, she sang a bunch of songs and I have that. And my dad was still around at the time and I had never recorded them in the studio doing anything.
Wow. Your mom's got some cojones just going in there and just singing, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yep.
awesome.
I have that. That's kind of neat. So anyway, that's that.
And your grandmother sings too. That's where she got
Yeah, it. And I've recorded her do different things, and she's filled in on a Jeff and Lana show before, and but I've had my grandmother, I think it was 1964 or 7, and then again in 2007, I had her sing the same song with me that she sang with me when I was little.
That's really cool.
Yeah, well, that's right. 67, I guess, something like when I was 3 years old. And then in 2007, like a big anniversary thing, and she sang it with me again. And I made the same mistake in it so that, you know, I told her, let's do the same mistake that I made in the song when, at the time, because I stumbled
cool.
over a part.
Yeah.
So we did it again. It's kind of neat. Maybe we'll slip it in the show. Who knows?
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Time for real news on the Jabbercast.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay.
Here we are in the newsroom.
Yes. Study finds T-Rex had 8-foot mini precursor. That's my news. What do you got? Tyrannosaurus Rex's likely ancestors started small, but perfectly armed some 125 million years ago, dinosaur researchers reported on Thursday. So that's just recent.
What's dinosaurs got? Oh, I thought I meant the band, the dude.
No. Mark Bolan.
Mark Bolan.
Tommy's brother. No, he's not.
No, they're not related.
A puny arms, massive jaws, swift legs, all characteristics of the king of carnivores. Okay. Same thing. Raptorex Kriegsteini, reported by the Journal of Science, I guess. I don't know. Raptorex was only about 1/5 the length of Tyrannosaur and flourished about 40 million years before T-Rex appears in the fossil record. So that was quite a long time before. A cute pocket Tyrannosaurus, says paleontologist Thomas Holtz of the University of Maryland College Park. Not to be confused with the other university there where the girl was shoved in the wall. Is that some... We should talk about that. Isn't that crazy?
Yale.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Well...
Like right there? Like Yale? That's pretty wild.
No kidding, it's wild. And the whole place is wired for sound and video. Everything that's going on.
Did they nail somebody?
Yeah, today I think they made the arrest.
And was it somebody that worked nearby or something like that? Or it wasn't?
Yeah, someone who
worked. It wasn't that worked in the basement there. Was it the person that they suspected in the beginning, kind of?
I think it was a person they questioned and they let go, and I think they arrested him.
Yeah, somebody that worked in that basement area or something like that. Or,
yeah.
And a jealousy thing? Didn't want her getting married?
I don't know. I don't know if they got into that so much.
Wow. How nutty is that, for somebody to just freak out and then shove her in a wall somewhere somehow?
Shoved her in a wall.
Wow. And a lot of that blood, I guess, was apparently the guys or whatever.
I guess there was a big fight that occurred to kill her.
Well, I wonder if he was boinking her or something.
I think he wished he was boinking her. And when he found out, you know, the wedding's coming up and whatever. They found her on Sunday, I think. It's past Sunday.
And he must have known she was getting married.
Yes. I assume we're only making assumptions that he was in love with her and he didn't want her to get married. And if I can't have her, nobody can have her.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. And how old was the guy, do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
And she was a student.
Yeah.
But I find it, when I did hear, though, that she was often by herself in the basement working, doing whatever she was doing, that led me to the belief that, you know, if she was often in the basement by herself doing things, that maybe that she had something going on with somebody in there.
Oh, really? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's kind of the first thing I thought of, that, you know, if for somebody to do something that extreme, I'm thinking that maybe something was going on and she was, you know, when they said that she's in there a lot by herself and whatever.
Oh, right. Raymond Clark is the dude's name.
Ray Clark.
Ray Clark. And her name is Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace? Grace is her last name?
Grace is her last name.
That's odd for a Chinese girl or whatever she is. Asian?
Well, Asian, Grace. Yeah. Indonesian or something.
Doesn't fit, does it? Grace. She must be half and half something.
Maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. We're only speculating at this point.
Pure speculation. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So what's the policy on murdering somebody at Yale and shoving them in the wall and hiding all the bloody garments? He looks like a weirdo anyway. Why would they ever let him go?
It's a mugshot.
As soon as you see that guy. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, he still looks like that.
He doesn't look
like They got him squeezed and everything, though, it looks like, eh?
It looks like his photo is squeezed. The people at CNN just, they're probably using some Windows program that, it looks like her face is wide.
Yeah.
And her face is wide anyway. Yeah, that's just some crazy stuff going on there. More news is, did you know that the prime minister of your country went to Washington for
my
a day?
My country. Yes, he was talking to Obama bin Laden.
He's talking about... No, there's no bin Laden involved. It's Obama.
That's one of the biggest thing I don't get about that president. We got a president of the United States named Obama, whatever. Osaka bin Bama.
It's what Barack.
It? Yeah, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just so un-American.
It's the Obama part is Hawaiian, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
And Barack is it's Barry. Everybody called him Barry.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's where Barry comes from. Besides blueberries.
In what? Hebrew? Brach.
Brach.
I don't know. Okay, so they met, and did they hit it off pretty good?
This is the seventh time they've met since he's been president.
And what have they done for us with all this, except that we're paying for his trips over there?
Good point.
Yeah. So what goes on? He goes, has a good time hooting it up with the president. Is it that big?
I heard they're those black guys. They talked about trade, and they talked about the U.S. policy of Buy American. So there's a lot of companies.
A lot of policy going on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're talking about how a lot of companies that are stationed in Canada cannot bid on contracts that they've had for years. And they bid on them, and they lose some, and they win some, and they lose some, and they win some. Now they can't even get them. They can't even get these contracts because of the Buy American policy that Congress has pushed through. So, and I guess he talked to them yesterday, Stephen Harper, who is the Prime Minister of Canada, for all you people who live in Indonesia. He went to talk to Obama on Wednesday, and then yesterday he talked to Congress, and then he showed up at some dinner that night with a bunch of businessmen. So yeah, your tax dollars are hard at work, Canadians.
And what's his name again? Stephen Harper?
What's his name again? And he had a... They were almost ready to run him out of town.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted... There was a whole vote thing going on. I don't know if you probably weren't up on that, though.
How big was the boat?
Boat?
Yeah.
It was a 26-footer.
Cool. No, this was meant nothing. We got to get into the topic today.
That's dumb.
It is dumb. It's on dumbest things. We want to, we wanted to know the dumbest things that everybody around us did. And that was a little tough getting
people to submit their dumbest things story. We just want little anecdotes about the dumbest thing that people have done or dumbest thing that they've seen people do or something.
But we'll supply some of our own.
Enough dumb things, I guess.
So let's start with you. Or do you want to start with me?
No, I can start with me.
Okay.
I remember when I was a kid, this is one thing I remember, and I have pictures of me shortly after it happened. I got a new jacket, I remember. And I would run around the yard, and it would catch the wind so good because there was an elastic at the bottom of it.
He must have jumped off something.
Sure enough, I got on the hot water tank in our garage. And our garage was separate from our house, though, now that I think about it. I
wonder, why was there a hot water tank in the garage, though? This is the house that Harry built?
He didn't build it. This is in Detroit.
Okay.
But the pipe must have ran in the ground or something, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, but it was in the garage. And our garage really wasn't that far from the house. But anyway, sure enough, I jumped off of it. And, oh, man, did I have the biggest...
You hit your face?
I hit my face, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm hanging onto the jacket the whole time.
Didn't break the fall or anything. Boom.
Yeah, right on my face. And I honestly thought as soon as I get close to the ground, the wind would build up big enough and I would just swoop. Yeah.
That is funny.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. Let's see.
Do you have a dumb sound? Do you have the dumb sound?
No, I don't have a dumb sound.
Wah, wah, wah. One of those or a...
I wish I did.
Zing.
You don't have time to find one of those right now.
Oh, bummer.
I have stuff like on here probably. I could find something as you tell your next story. And maybe we can share something that we know that the other person did if you know something dumb that I did. Because I got a good one of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you a couple quickies of mine. One time I was at, my parents were at some kind of meeting, and I don't know why I was there. It was like and it was in this little hall, and there was a lot of chairs, but all the people were way up at the front, kind of, and there were still a lot of chairs, and I was back further and waiting, and I don't know if I just thought it was cool and leaning back in the chair, whatever, and I was always told, I did that a lot, lean back in chairs, and...
It's a teenager thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I think somebody told me not to lean back in the chair. But anyway, I did fall back and took out so many chairs with me, like dominoes. The old style chairs with like kind of a steelish frame, but wooden seat and back.
Part, oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah.
And they stackables or whatever. Took out a million of them. It was kind of embarrassing. And that was a dumb thing. And a couple times I lost my keys. You know, just recently, I... had my keys. I was wearing shorts. I was out on riding my bike, and I don't usually wear these particular shorts when I ride my bike, and they have a pocket kind of on the side, and it's kind of open, like stuff could, you know, slide out, and the way the wind hits the front of the shorts and pushes the stuff from the side pocket to the top of the pocket.
Of it, yeah.
And I lost my keys on Walker Road, and everything got run over by trucks, and it took me quite a while to find all that stuff and everything.
But you did find your...
But I did find it. Everything all smashed and cracked and broken and all that stuff. And is this something you need to get her?
No, my wife's okay. Just texting me.
Oh, okay.
That'll be good.
I've done this quite a few times, leaving keys. Sometimes I'll open the bags on my bike and just leave the key stuck in the bag. And one time coming back from Bell River, Lana and I were on a bike ride on Bell River, stopped at a yard sale, and I had gotten all... We bought a bunch of junk, and they were in my side bags of my bike, and I had everything all bungee corded up and stuff, and one of my bags, I left my keys stuck in the back of it. And the keys were still stuck when I got back to Windsor. Somebody was honking behind me, said, my keys are in the side bag. They could see them down there. And the lid was gone from the bag and never did find it. Went back and forth on number 3 a few times and never could find the lid. Went back on the motorcycle, went back in an open Jeep, couldn't find the lid.
Do you think someone picked it up?
That's possible, but I wouldn't think so. It's a highway, for one thing, and plus it probably blew a little ways away from the road, but we looked good, never did find it.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, so...
Was that a dumb thing?
Yeah, dumb to leave the keys in there do everything back up. And
sure.
It's just a dumb thing that I wish I hadn't have done.
That's for sure.
Your turn. What do you got?
The next thing that I remember doing dumb, I was a teenager giving my grandmother a ride home.
Why? You bite your 10-speed?
No. My dad's Chrysler Newport. Big.
Wow. Yeah. Boat. And how old were you?
I'm going to say 17, 18 years old.
Wow. That's a good car.
Pulled up in front of her apartment, and I remember, I still do this to this day. I put the car in neutral a lot. I don't put it in park often. I just, if I stop, I just tap it into neutral. So I...
Like even waiting at a light or something?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I pulled in the parking lot, put it in neutral, and we were kind of just finishing up the conversation we were having. And I said, okay, see you later, Grandma. So I put it in drive, and then I pushed my foot on the brake so we wouldn't move anywhere. And she kept talking to me, and she said, oh, by the way, or whatever, you're going to come over on Thursday, whatever the conversation was. And then she went to get out of the car, and she goes, Mike, I'm feeling a little stiff. Could you maybe walk me to the front of the building? Like, that's 20 feet away.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. So I get out of the car, meanwhile, forgetting that I had put the car in drive. And
neutral.
I put it in drive. I was going to drive away. I had put it in neutral.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Then I put it in drive. Yeah. But the parking lot, there's like a drain in the middle of it. So it was like sloped up slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was facing up. So it didn't move. I got out of the car. It didn't move right away. It wasn't until I get around the back of the car that I noticed it starting to drive.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, here's my grandmother in a car that's moving and there's nobody in the driver's seat.
Oh, man.
My heart sunk so fast. I ran after the car. Get in, and I like a millimeter before we hit the car in front of it.
Wow.
Dumb.
I was in Phoenix with my friend, and I don't recall exactly why we were both there, but we were both in separate vehicles, and she was following me home. We came to a light where there was a sign up to turn left for Interstate 17. So we stopped at the red light, and immediately past the light, I made a left turn as the sign advised me to. What I did not realize was that it was not there I was supposed to be turning, but at the next light, and I turned onto the freeway into oncoming traffic. And my friend later advised me, she said, Mother, she said, I think Phyllis just turned the wrong way into oncoming traffic on I-17. Her mother said, Phyllis is dozy, but she ain't that stupid. But she was. So I just stopped the car, threw my hands up in the air like, you know, what can I do? And everybody stopped, and I backed up off the freeway and proceeded on my way.
That was dumb.
That was dumb.
And lucky.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'd like to thank Phyllis for that. Dumb thing.
Phyllis. That's a name, Phyllis.
Yeah, you don't hear that name very often anymore from, you know, as a new name.
Right. Parents are not naming their daughter Phyllis anymore. There's there's a joke about that, isn't there? Oh, no. Like, what do you call a guy in a hole?
What do you call the guy in a hole?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Phil. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Not for the Phils of the world.
Something else that I did dumb. What did I do? Not that long ago. I was, I shaved my head on both sides around my mohawk most of the time. Then I'll go get the mohawk trimmed once in a while. And I shaved too far on one side. So yeah. At the back, yeah. Only at the back. So it came down and went like way over to the left.
Nice.
That was dumb.
That was dumb. I have a very similar dumb thing. I, for some reason, my sideburns are, they're more saltier than my hair.
Salty. Okay.
Well, like, you know, hair is salt and pepper.
Gray.
Or, yeah. And the last time I bought the stuff, the product that.
Okay, yeah.
That makes it brown again.
Yeah.
And it's specifically for mustaches and facial hair. Mm-hmm. And when I did it, though, I realized it really colors your skin.
Okay.
So you got to be careful when you put it on that you don't get it on the skin on the outside.
Well, what you're supposed to do is shave the sideburn first, and then you just paint them on. No, okay.
Paint them on. So I know, and it was a mess, so I was kind of embarrassed. You know, I got this, you know, it looked like a big round blood stain or whatever on my... So the next time what I did is I put tape on my face so it shaped the shape of my sideburn.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot I had it on. And you're only supposed to keep it on for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like... It would look so... I look like... it looked like tape. It looked like black tape taped onto my the side. And you can't shave it off. So you figure, I'll just shave them off. No, now your skin is that...
Right.
Is that... So there's nothing.
Did you try shaving it off? Or
well, no, you can just look under there.
You see it anyway, yeah.
It's like so stupid. That was a dumb thing I did.
Ah, it was dumb. What else did I do? Oh, I also, as far as my mohawk's concerned, I have a widow's peak that comes down. It's like a kind of a point, you know, Dracula point of hair.
Are you a widow?
No, okay. But I have the peak.
Widower?
No.
You were peaking.
I was widower once, though.
I did some acid and I was peaking.
I got a massive headache, man. Massive headache.
Big JD's got a headache and now he's trying to concentrate. Now. I'm making his head hurt even more.
But I have this widow's peak, so I kind of shaved the front of it straight across. You know what I mean? Because of the mohawk thing. And it slowly and slowly has been going. I've been shaving it back further and further and further, and my mohawk's getting higher and higher up, starting further back and further back.
Oh yeah,
and it gets to the point now where you can't really let that grow. It would take too long for it to grow in now, and really look dumb to have a little bit of hair in the very front. So I have to keep it where it is at the time now. And also a couple of things that I kind of consider dumb that I wish I didn't do, I guess at the time, was selling the Willys Jeep, 64 Willys, and also trading my 52 Panhead away.
Why? What about?
But I wouldn't say. I mean, it's not dumb, funny dumb, but I don't know. It would have been cool just still to have them, but I was carting them around everywhere with me, and they weren't on the Willys wasn't on the road. You know what I mean?
Where does the name Willys come from, by the way?
Willys Overland was the Jeep company that made them, and I don't know if it's somebody's name or what. Actually, I never really.
Okay, but I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. That'd be nice to know. Something I should know.
Being the president of the Windsor Jeep yeah. Club, which you can find at jeepclub.ca?
TheWindsorJeepClub.com.
Okay.
Not to be confused with president of the Willys Club, so that's why I don't know. And Jeep obviously came from Mr. Jeep.
No.
And also getting rid of all my old Triumphs. because I had a few of them, and it'd be cool to have one of them still. And it was
Triumph just, albums?
Know, no, Triumph motorcycles. Oh, there's that headache again. So those are a couple other things. How about I tell one of you, what you did now that was really dumb?
Let's hear a big JD rendition.
And you did it more than once.
Not surprising.
But it was especially bad when it was my drive plugged into your computer.
Oh, jeez.
That you had to transfer something onto a little jump drive. But you also had my another external hard drive of mine plugged into your computer because we were transferring some show files. And instead of putting on what you had to on my little jump drive, you actually wiped out my hard drive with all the files on it.
Yeah, there's more to that story, but and I wrote to them about that.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, I don't know. I guess it was. There is more to the story, I suppose. But you had to have chose which drive to wipe out. But they also do, don't they? Do they not show up as like a generic name or something like that too? It makes it a little difficult because it says disk one, disk two, disk three.
That's, you know what added. I mean? That's added. The name that it's given is the name that you actually choose.
But it was a dumb thing. And then you did it again the next week, I think, to one of your own drives.
One of my own drives that it has very little backup of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were lucky that it wasn't, you know, crucial information. Right. But it just that you were trying to put something on a little jump drive for me again and wiped out your drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was comical. But it was one of these exact things, something dumb that was comical.
Right. Yeah.
It was pretty funny at the time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of times that we've recorded and something has happened on your end. Something's happened on my end too, where we weren't actually recording or something was up or something. But what I wanted to mention, I had a train of thought with the file transfer thing.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer. I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, I got another good dumb one thing that you did. Okay. And it was you sent an email that was supposed to go to me that went to somebody else.
Oh, that was
wasn't
dumb.
Very kind. And we kind of got in trouble for it and then sort of lost
a deal.
Position at the radio station.
That was one of the... usually an email I...
That was comical too, but it was dumb and it kind of sucked because the outcome, but...
I blew some that could have been good, I guess. But normally, as far as emails go, I think I'm pretty... I never put anybody down or whatever. Unless I'm really worked up about something, then I'll, you know, put my feeling into it. Otherwise, I'm pretty straightforward. But obviously, Big JD is one of the guys who I get the most email from. So it's almost like a chat. So we're just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then finally, you said something about the girl that is in question here. And I was just like, I'm just so tired of this chick. She's so full of BS. I didn't say BS. Yeah. I said actually bullshit. And it turns out I end up copying her into that.
Yeah, and even email. When you sent me, really, I mean it. Yeah,
and
I didn't even get it. Yeah, you wanted to send it to me, and it didn't even. And it wasn't even like I was like she was carbon copied, or I was, or anything. It just went to her,
right to her.
And it was. She was pretty offended, but it was pretty comical email. Like it was more of a joke. You know what I mean? What you say, even though it was that was a dumb thing.
Sure was,
but it was funny. The dumb things that are comical are pretty funny, and things that you usually remember. Oh, and I still got to tell you about the dream, too. Did you get my email about the dream I had that had you in it?
Yeah.
Naked and everything?
Yeah, me.
No, you weren't naked.
No, I said I hope I wasn't naked in your dream. Everybody was in your dream.
Oh, did you say something? Did you email back saying that you hope you weren't naked? Oh, I didn't
know
something
that. Like that, yeah.
All right, maybe I didn't see it or something, but... that was a...
Everybody was in your dream. Your wah pedal was in the dream.
Yeah. It started out with me and you recording or something like that. And for some reason, we were carting around this big screen. It was light, but it was a big screen TV, like a, you know, our TVs. It had something to do with the show. And we brought it into Chrysler somehow. But Chrysler's was outside. Everybody worked on the line outside.
That's great.
So it was really weird. But my brother was working there. And when...
that's great, too.
Somehow, me and you weren't together when I got to my brother, I guess, or something. But my brother's working there. He's sitting... the line's down or something. He's sitting next to my green and white big lunch pail, which is a cooler. So he's got my cooler. And next to the little fence next to him, chain link fence, is my T-Squaw, my auto wah and my guitar strap. And I like freaked out and I grabbed them by the neck and I'm shaking them and I'm like, why the F do you got my stuff here? I told you not to touch anything of mine. You know better than to take anything of mine. And it's sitting here in the dirt, like kind of, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, the pots are going to be ruined on it and everything. And I was look at it and I see that like, it's like no bottom on the wah, you know, and the, it's just all really weird. And, I was really pissed. And while I was shaking him and wanting to kill him, I like was feeling bad in the back of my mind. Like, you know, I'm screaming and yelling and swearing and want to beat the hell out of my own brother. But he takes my stuff. And he has taken my stuff before.
Of course.
Not that particular stuff. But anyway, so I was doing that. And then the next thing I remember, I was, you know, the bell goes or whatever and it's time to leave and everybody's walking away and stuff. And then we're walking back and I think you were around and I still remember us each on the end of this big screen or something like that. And then I'm thinking my wah pedals and everything are still at the fence there. I said, did anybody get them or did Mike bring them? And my brother's way up ahead and stuff. So I go back and there's no one around but one guy there and he's like ready to grab it and take off with it. And I yelled at him and the guy takes off and I still didn't bring it back because I remember going back and one of the guys from Papa Roach got my stuff and brought it back for me. But when I got back there, Jay Kobe, the singer of Papa Roach, was there hanging out with the people where I was going to see whatever. And I'm like, oh, dude, I love all your stuff, man. It's really cool. And I had my Canon camera there. So I took it out and I got my arm around Jay Kobe and I'm snapping some pictures myself, you know, but my shoulder's all messed up and everything. And I'm trying to get the button thing and I take one and it wasn't that great. And I'm trying to turn the thing, but I got an arm around him and trying to move the thing so we can see so I can get the right picture. Right. And it's not quite right. And he reaches out and turns the thing and he's like, you know, come on, dude, we got to take the pictures. And I took like three of them. And the alarm went off, and I woke up this morning at 7 o'clock. That's all wacky.
That's a wacky
and
dream,
I think BJD. you were at a bigger part in the beginning of the dream, but I don't remember so much at the beginning. But we were doing something with the show or something like that, and carrying this big TV around or something anyway.
I was at the stereo store, and I was leaning over the counter, and a few of us were just talking about these, you know, little, we were telling jokes, I think. And, of course, you could smoke inside a store at the time. And I was leaning right over an ashtray. And when I laughed, I had my mouth closed. And I blew air right in. My nose blew like, the air right into the ashtray. And ashes just went all over the place. I just remember that like it was yesterday. Like, everybody got ashes on themselves because I laughed into an ashtray through my nose.
Thank Mark for that.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I asked some guys today at work to give me some of their dumbest things they've done, and two guys gave the same answer.
Really?
Yeah, and they didn't talk in here. I mean, I think I do have the conversation, but it's just that nobody actually wants to talk into my phone for some reason. And they, what do you think the answer was?
A dumb thing that they did?
Yep.
And the same thing?
Yep.
Jeez, I have no idea.
One guess. Something that a lot of people do.
Crap the drawers.
Get married. Oh.
But that's not dumb.
One was Brad Wiseman.
Yeah.
And the other one is Steve DeColt.
Oh, that's right. Brad did get married.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of slips my mind that he actually married that girl because he wasn't married very long.
No.
Yeah.
And he was married before that, wasn't he?
I don't think he was.
No. Okay. That was his first time.
Just, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people think that it was dumb to do that. Do you think there's anybody that's actually married that says it was dumb, though? Who was the other person?
It was Steve and
Brad. Oh, right, Steve, yeah. I mean, he's not married anymore either, really, or separated or divorced or whatever, yeah.
Yep.
I was surprised to hear that, though.
I wasn't.
No,
I went to his house a couple times, and I saw the way him and his wife got along or didn't get... He didn't show her much respect, I don't think.
Huh.
Hope Steve doesn't listen to the show.
I think he's always been like that with women, though.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember when he used to have hair.
Yeah.
And he had a really thick head of hair. And it was mulletish. And he used to comb that hair constantly, man. Constantly.
Really?
That I recall. Yeah, I went to college with him.
Oh, okay. And, I didn't know that.
And that's probably why he lost his hair. I don't know. But he looks cooler without it, I got to say. But
he's got a good head.
He was always talking about, you know, his girlfriend and, you know, we did it like this and we did it like that and we were doing it like this. Hey, did you ever do it like that?
Really?
He was like, yeah, he's always a good looking guy, you know what I mean? And into the chick thing and whatever and, you know.
I know what you mean.
So I can see maybe how that worked. But from what I knew of him and his wife, which was earlier time, I guess, and, you know, the big 40th birthday party she threw for him and all that stuff. And, you know, I didn't really see that. Wouldn't have saw that coming, I guess, unless I saw him more later. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I've been kind of away from the group for a while.
It's been quite a while.
I was on a date, and we used to have at least six people in the car, so the girls sat on the lap of the boys, right? Mm-hmm. So,
even the driver? No.
No, no, except the driver. And we were leaving the High Ho. We used to go to the High Ho every Saturday night after the show. We were leaving the High Ho, and I had a pop, and I went and threw it out the window. And the window was open, was closed, wasn't opened. And we got it all over ourselves.
That's a dumb thing.
Yeah, it was dumb.
And thanks, Shirley, for that.
I had a high hole last night. She was all right, though. She wasn't really high.
Unbelievable.
That was dumb.
That would have been dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have you done that was dumb? Got anything else come to mind?
Nothing else is coming to mind. You want to hop into the
I forgot about
Sunday
all that
morning
stuff, yeah.
Music mayhem? As
jeez,
time
do we ever want to hop into that? If I can find the ID for that. You see it around?
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Set us up.
This tune is called Dumb Love. It's from the Stone Temple Pilots, which has just recently reformed, and it's from the Shangri-La Dida album.
For supplying Dumb Love from Stone Temple Pilots.
Good thing we got that Creative Commons license.
That's right. We pay big bucks for that, don't we?
Yes, we do. 25 cents per song.
Shangri-La-Di-Da.
Shangri-La-Di-Da, yeah. Good CD.
And today on the Jabbercast, Big JD and Lippo, which, by the way, you can visit at www.thejabbercast.com, and you can email us at hearmeoutatthejabbercast.com. Send us some show topics. You can, friends can reply to some of the things that we put on Facebook, but they can also record us audio message by using the our
My Chingo widget, which is on the website slash page. It's at the bottom there. Scroll down and click the record a message and talk into your computer, which I asked all my Facebook friends to do, to talk into their computer, into Facebook. And I didn't get one response out of them. And I did it personally.
I didn't get anything either.
I did it personally. I actually went, I made a video. And yes, videos are compelling enough to look at. So I know at least 50 people looked at that thing. Mm-hmm. And not one response.
That'd be 49 plus me.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all in the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Tech Talk on the Jabbercast, and today we are talking a little bit about the Arcos 5.
Internet tablet.
That's right, and an Android, which is its operating system.
Android is an operating system developed by none other than Google, and it's open. So if you want to add something to the Android operating system, you can download the latest version and throw it in your compiler and do whatever you want to do, add some kind of functionality to it, and then submit it. So any device can use the Android operating system if they want to and just throw it on there. So that's what Arcos did. This is one of the first devices other than a phone that Android is being used on. The thing with a lot of the implementations of Android, though, is they're not uniform. There's difference in them. Different companies put their own little face on the Android operating system, depending on, you know, the size of the device and the icons they want to use and that kind of thing. None of that stuff is in cement yet. But anyway, the internet or the Arcos 5 internet tablet is running on this operating system. Some of the cool things about it, it has an HDMI cable on it, and it can play 800 by 600.
800 by something less, a little less than 600.
Is it less than 600?
Yeah, like okay. 5 something. Or
okay, well, it's from top to bottom, it's 800.
It's good size.
Yeah, so you can run HD content from that device onto your TV if you wanted to. It has a browser, and it has every kind of output and input as far as audio and video goes, S-video, composite video.
And I thought it was amazing that it's inputs and outputs.
And outputs, yeah.
S-video composite. It's got one HDMI out, obviously, probably.
But. Yes, and there's two models. There's a flash version, which is an 8-gig version, and then there's a hard drive-based one, which is 160 gigabytes.
Up to 500. Isn't it? I thought I saw up to 500 gigabyte.
I think it'll support up to a 500 gigabyte hard drive that you plug into it. It'll see up to 500 gigabyte. An external thing.
So you can hook up an external drive.
You can hook up, that's called USB host, as opposed to, you can also plug this into your computer and it'll show up and use it as a drive as well.
It's pretty amazing. And why do you think that they call it the internet tablet as opposed to just a tablet?
Because I think
they want to specify that it's an internet use thing, kind of, more than anything, I guess.
Yes, I think it wants to go up against netbook type devices.
Right.
So it has a screen that's just a little bit smaller than some of the smallest notebooks out there, which I think is like 7 inches. And so it's going against that market. Of course, it plays like all the formats, plays WMVs, plays MP3s, AACs.
Flash files.
Plays flash files. I've heard that it doesn't do some functionality that is within the Flash 9 specs. So there's some sites that I know that some people have gone to and they're not able to see it. But for the most part, it does Flash.
Right.
And What else did I want to say? I don't. I'm just going by memory, honestly.
And why do you think they make something? How big is this again? How long? How wide?
I'm not sure what the specs of it are.
Do you think this is something that they would have, could have, or should have put a screen, like a screen that you actually lift and open, like the netbooks type thing? Even though it's small and doesn't really need it, but I mean...
Has Bluetooth, so you can, if you have a Bluetooth keyboard, you can type on here.
Yeah, that's very cool. But of course, you can do that with the iPhone now, can't you? An iPod Touch? Will it recognize a keyboard or no?
No, it doesn't do that kind of Bluetooth.
Okay. That'd be cool to have that functionality.
That'd be really cool.
But then again, I don't know, not so much on your... I guess it would be all right if you did, you know... I don't know. Do you really... Yeah, unless somebody didn't have a computer.
Yeah, you don't really do too much document editing unless you're in, which is this what this is designed for, the Bluetooth keyboard connectivity is going to Google Docs. People use Google Docs for, you know, Excel spreadsheets and word processing and all that.
Right, yeah, Google Docs, yeah.
So a lot of people use that. A lot of companies are using that for their main deal.
Then again, I think I would do more... document edit, things, I suppose, if I had a small enough keyboard and the fact that on the iPhone, when you're typing or anything, obviously your keyboard pops up and takes half the screen. So that's if right. You didn't have that, it's big enough to do some documents on, I think, you know, and I would probably do more things on it occasionally, or just could take a little keyboard with you if you had some work to do somewhere. And you
actually,
know.
There is a, I just heard on a podcast today that there is a company out there that makes a keyboard that goes into your dock and it covers about a third of the bottom of your screen and it sticks out like this and it's like it's a QWERTY keyboard.
Covers a third of the bottom of your screen, what do you mean?
Like if you want to go into keyboard mode into here, it covers about the same space as the pop-up keyboard comes up.
Right.
And when that pop-up keyboard comes on, that activates the keyboard that is... that physical keyboard for people
which is just bigger is all.
Yeah, it's a bit wider and
yeah, but whatever. It's still thumb wise, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
You need something that you can really do, like the small new Apple keyboard without the number thing.
What?
Like the small Bluetooth Apple keyboard, you know what I mean? Or something a little smaller than that even, like, but that would be a good thing to use with that if you could. It's small enough to cart around if you had to in a
little
case, you know?
Yeah. This also accepts micro SD cards and is SDHC compatible.
That's cool. I wish the iPhone did that.
That it had a slot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that'd be cool, yeah. I'm just looking for the actual dimensions of this thing. I'm not seeing that anywhere.
But they'll be able to find that in the Easy Mac podcast show notes.
Easy Mac podcast.
I'm just playing around.
But one cool thing that is kind of interesting is this has a little kickstand on the back. So it just kind of folds out.
Right, so that you can sit it up.
Sit it up.
And that's kind of neat, too. Sometimes it'd be handy to have that on the iPhone.
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's easy enough to find something to lean it up against, but that's just built right into the back of the Arcos 5 Internet Tablet. And you can find that at Arcos, which is ARCHOS.com.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host, the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
There's the real deal right there. He's the man behind the So, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by...
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of gags and funny jokes at Steve and Larry's Gags and Jokes.
Emporium.
Thank you. I was looking for the word, and it just comes right off the tip of his tongue. And you can find that store in beautiful Burbank, California.
The only thing...
corner of Strabane and Wabash.
Strabane and Wabash.
Actually, in reality, I just talked to Steve yesterday.
You always say Wabash and Strabane.
I do, but you totally threw me off there.
You talked to Steve?
Talked to Steve, yeah.
Sweet.
He's a geek, that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's always talking about podcasting and geek.
That's cool that he
stuff.
Got in all that stuff.
Yeah, he listens to a lot of the same podcasts I listen to. And I turned him on to the Buzz Out Loud podcast.
Mm-hmm. And you've not met Larry.
I may have, but I've never been introduced to Larry.
Yeah. Doesn't Larry, where do you meet Steve? Is Steve around your area now or something?
He just comes around, like either I work by the can, of course, and Steve will go to the can and I'll see him.
You tell him sometime to send Larry down to see you. That's what you should do. Just to say hi, great couple pictures, maybe could sign something so that we can give away. And I was looking for some kind of quotes with dumbness to them, and I did find something from Brooke Shields during an interview to become a spokesperson for a federal anti-smoking campaign. Brooke says, smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life.
That is D-U-M-B.
Dumb.
Dumb!
I think I could have been maybe grade 11, 10, 11, playing basketball, and we were in a tournament. It was actually playing for a local team, not for school team, but local basketball club.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the juniors finals. No, this was semifinals. And I got in. I didn't expect to play because I was a new player, but my coach put me in, and I was so shocked that he did. So we were having a foul or stop or somewhere, and the ball was real thrown up in the air when you're supposed to, you know, pop it, and then whoever catches it, whatever, has the ownership of the ball. Well, the ball got into my hands, and I turned around, and I noticed everybody was running opposite side from me, and I thought, oh, that's weird. So I turned around, and the basket was empty. Nobody around, and I turned and shot, and I scored. And after I scored, I turned around at my bench and realized that I scored in my own basket. So that was, oh my God. But the funniest, even funniest part was that right after that, I was headed towards the bench because I thought my coach is going to kick me out. And he just kept telling me to go play, go play. And of course, the audience was laughing their heads off, and everybody was just roaring. Well, the next 2 minutes, I get another ball now on the opposite side, and I score again. So now, actually, my statistics said zero because I scored 2 points for our team and against our team at the end of the game.
So they actually count that as for the other team when you scored?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's like auto goal or whatever, auto shot. Like you give yourself a... And then next, the final game, everybody in the audience kept saying that I should change the dress, like the jersey, and play for another team. They were yelling at me, laughing, and say, hey, number 10, you should be playing for our team. And anyway, I survived. I kept playing. But my coach just looked at me and just went, oh, my God. I thought I was dead because it was a tough guy. He's yelling and screaming at everybody.
But, that's funny.
Yeah, that's what I did. It was my first professional goal. A game score that I ever did in my life as a basketball player was actually scored against my own team.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Lana for that little tidbit there. And
way to go, Lana.
Also thank Lippo for dropping by the Easy Mac Podcast studio today to pre-record the show.
And I'd like to thank Jeff and Mike for letting us use it.
Yeah, there we go. Those guys.
Yeah.
You got any other dumb things you did before we...
No.
I have one little thing.
Okay.
I saw... I was riding my bike as a police bike. An 04 police special. And
right.
Lana and I were out for a ride. We're riding down the drive, and at a park down the river, we see this old police car. And it's an old police car from like the 50s or something like that. And, or 60s maybe. Apparently it's like, it's used for special occasions and things like that. You know what I mean? From the police department, or people can, I don't know if just anybody can rent it, but I've seen it in, after that, I believe in the mall, you know, when they have all different things for police in the mall and stuff like that at kiosk things. And anyways, I saw that and I thought, well, I'll pull my bike up to that and take a picture of my bike next to the old fashioned police car because it'd be cool. There's two little girls in the back seat. And I said, is your parents or somebody around or whatever? And they were all dressed up like wedding thing. You know what I mean? And they said, oh, our parents are down there. And so they said, you can take pictures if you want. And I said, well, we'll just wait for a few minutes and see when they come back or whatever. And I would see it was like a part of a wedding party down there. And anyway, so they end up coming back, and the guy is kind of moving pretty quick, eh? Because my bike's next to the car and they got two little kids in the car.
Exactly.
And
the plan is with
me too. And anyway, so he gets back right away and he goes, "What's going on?" I said, "Oh, I just wanted to take a couple pictures with the bike in the car." And he looks at the bike and he picked up pretty quick that it was a police bike. And I still have the badge on the back from Oakland County Sheriff Department. Yep. And he said, "You a cop?" And I said, "Yeah, in Detroit." And he goes, "Oh, okay." And then his wife gets back right away, and they were just married. Okay, they're all dressed up.
They're the people getting married?
They're the people that had gotten married, and they have the police car. And there's something I didn't realize until after the fact. She comes up, and she goes, "Oh, I know you." And it's a friend of mine from back in the day, the girl.
That's too funny.
And I'm like, "Oh, man." I said, and here, you know, we're laughing a little bit. And I'm like, "Here, I just told Atlanta's there," and like, "Why would you say that to him? He's a cop," because I realized who was who. She is the DA here, and I knew that she was marrying a cop, but I had never met him or seen him before. But then I knew that, you know, this is the guy, and I'm like, "Oh, shoot." And so I think I said something to the effect that, you know, like, to her and him kind of, but to her, I just told him I was a cop, and you know, she knows darn well I'm not a cop. Anyways, I said, "I just wanted to take a picture of the car, you know, cause it's a police bike or whatever." And so I did, and was on my merry way. And that was kind of a dumb thing.
That was a dumb thing, Big JD.
Can I say that I had a doctor's appointment and they needed a urine sample. Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. Needed a urine sample. And so I went in and I did my thing in the little bottle. And immediately after, there was a small atomizer on the back of the commode.
And tell everybody what an atomizer is.
An atomizer, you know, a little spray bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I understood, it was a feminine deodorant spray. And I thought, what a nice touch, you know, because most places don't do that. And so I opened it and I gave myself a little spritz. And it immediately began to burn like I could not believe. And so I gathered my things, got dressed, and came out. And I approached the nurse and advised her that whatever kind of feminine deodorant spray that was, it really burned, and maybe they needed to get a different brand. And she said, "What feminine deodorant spray?" And as it turned out, it was
room deodorizer.
Room deodorizer. Mm-hmm. That was pretty stupid.
That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb, but it was kind of funny. I said, "In that case, can you blow on it?"
Jeez. Thank you for sharing.
Thank Phyllis for that. And on that note, we'll so end the Jabbercast, and we're going to see everybody next week. And for what show next week are we going to see everybody for? September 27th, which should be the next show, right? After this show's aired?
Yes, sir.
Advertising. We take a look at various forms of advertising. We look at what works and what doesn't, what makes you want to buy, what advertisers have to offer. And we also talk about the negative aspects of advertising. And that's all on next week's Jabbercast.
I'm an expert on advertising.
That's right. Didn't you go to school for advertising?
3 years of advertising.
Wow. You should be doing some advertising somewhere. That's the end of the show, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.